Be electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
And now a star is born. On May 14th, 1984, the world welcomed little baby Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, Doctor, how did you know he would be born today?
Oh, I saw his birthday on Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for
Stand By for News.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump pleased. Attorney General William Barr is hiring a federal prosecutor to investigate how the Russia election meddling probe began.
I think it's a great thing that he did it. I saw it last night, and they want to look at how that whole hoax got started. It was a hoax.
Democrats say Barr is trying to divert attention from the special counsel's report on Russian interference. Wall Street recovering about a third of the losses seen in yesterday's sell-off over U.S.-China trade concerns. The Dow gaining 207 points, the S&P 23 higher, with the NASDAQ closing 87 points in the green. Tim Conway, a mainstay on the Carol Burnett Show in the 70s, has died. The Emmy Award-winning comedian also starred in McHale's Navy and was the voice of Barnacle Boy on SpongeBob SquarePants. He was 85 years old. This is Fox News.
This is Help Wanted. Finding the perfect match for unique job opportunities. Here is today's Help Wanted ad.
Do you have a dirty car? Do you hate the public? Then you may be ready to enter the exciting world of Uber and Lyft. Applicants should possess a strong willingness to clean up vomit and an aptitude for hanging out in your car outside of bars. If this sounds like a job for you, then you'll be excited to hear about our hopelessly low hourly rates and lack of benefits. Join one of our teams today and get a cool sticker for your car. Just so everyone knows, rock bottom would be a step up.
This has been Help Wanted, a public service of this station.
It is 4:06, and we've got a very patient John waiting to speak with us. So, John, welcome. Good afternoon.
Hey, Greg. I noticed you were doing earlier, you're doing the Tim Conway bits, and I was just wanting to know, did you have the one where he done the fairy tale, the Renderella story?
I could look for it. Here's the fun thing. I could find any Tim Conway bit and air it without previewing it because there's no language you have to worry about or anything that's going to offend someone.
Right. He was so great. I remember watching the reruns with my grandmother of that show. He was so funny.
He was. I think his humor played incredibly well then. He was a big star. And, of course, I kind of, in a way, kind of feel for guys like him. Carol Burnett's still around. Yeah, they get to an age where there's very little for them to do. Cary Grant, give me a quick example, came to South Florida. Now, this guy is, like, among the greatest Hollywood legends ever, with John Wayne and you name it. And he came to a community college in Fort Lauderdale to do a lecture on acting. That's what he was doing. It wasn't an attempt to stay relevant or anything else. He was just trying to, you know, he had such great stories to tell. And, of course, so much to teach, because he was one of the most successful. His movies were box office gold, 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I love your knowledge of these guys, because I learn so much every time I listen to your show on this. But if you could find that, I would love to hear that Renderella bit.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give Joey an extra Werther's butterscotch to look for that on the Googles.
All right, I do appreciate it, Greg. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, man. I would imagine that lots of folks are hitting up YouTube for Tim Conway moments today, as they should. He was incredible. And the second icon, well, our Anita, our caller before the top of the hour, mentioned Peggy Lipton. That show was iconic in its time because it was one of the first to have a truly integrated cast. And it was hip, you know, because it wasn't, it was, you could be young and hip and be a good cop. That was basically the gist of it. And they, being young and hip, could also infiltrate areas where your standard officer just couldn't. 8 minutes after four, for some reason, that felt a lot more profound than it sounded, but I tried. Let's see how the roads are doing.
Montgomery Skywatch, looking at your Tuesday afternoon traffic, and everything looks great in Montgomery. Around the boulevard, we're pretty crowded, but everything's moving along. If you're on I-65 or on I-85, we don't see any problems for you, but look out if you have to get off of I-65 north at Highway 31 in Pine Level. There's been a hazmat spill right after you get off of the interstate, so traffic between the interstate and Highway 40 is jammed up as they try to do a cleanup there. Elsewhere around the river region, everything is pretty crowded, but everybody's rolling along just fine. Let's be careful out there this afternoon and get where you're going safely. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 9 minutes after 4 o'clock. Should I attempt a roll call 2 days in a row?
I think you should. It was so good yesterday. It wasn't your best, in my opinion.
9-2.
I gave you a 9-6.
Oh. Somebody gave you a 9-2 yesterday.
84 gave you a 9-2.
Go ahead. I
and other people gave you 9-9. So I think you're on the right track. Maybe you get a 9-9 out of me. I like to be impressed in that manner.
Well, we don't want the 10. You know what happens if we get the 10. That's it.
What?
I am
So you the type of bowler that never wants to score 300?
No, I... Look,
you never want a hole-in-one?
If there's... I got a hole-in-one.
Well, did you stop playing golf after that?
No. But I still think if I bowled on a regular basis a couple of times a week, eventually I could bowl a 300 game. I did get 10 strikes in one game once. The thing was, that particular game... Oh, I also did something else that's very, very hard to do in bowling. I got 9 strikes in a game and didn't break 200. It takes a special kind of idiot to achieve that. If you get 9 strikes and you have 3 opens at just the right place, you can do it. And I did it. And I wasn't even trying to throw the last 3 strikes because it was 9 frames out of 167. 3 strikes in the 10th, that's 30 points. That's 197. And so I just threw the ball, and I still got three strikes. Some days you got that magic, Joey. Some days it goes right where you want it, and it leaves up a split.
That's Are we still talking about bowling?
I don't know. No, that's a metaphor for life.
Okay.
Because truly,
yeah.
Sometimes in life you put it right where you want it, and it just you don't get the result you expect. That's something like that. Been busy trying to post and craft a thank you to Mr. Blackman for joining us this afternoon, and we've got him lined up for next week. Let me tell you about an incredible product for those of you who are in the process of building a home. Maybe it's in the design phase. Maybe construction has just started. Call Masterfoam and make sure that your new home is equipped with insulation that will pay for itself in a very short period of time. It's a simple comparison, but it works. Styrofoam. Fill it with hot coffee. Then find a paper cup like those crappy things we have downstairs that I hate. Fill that with hot coffee and see which one you can hold the longest. You know the answer. Styrofoam is a great natural insulator. So Masterfoam can come and apply this to the interior of the attic of a new home. Not only that, it seals it as well. And it can take an attic temperature that normally might be 120, 130 on a hot summer day and bring it down to about 80. And what that means is your AC unit does not have to work as hard. It's going to last a lot longer, and your energy bills are going to be significantly lower than they typically might be during the summer. Now, you call Wade Cannon at 802-FOAM, and they can apply Masterfoam inside your existing home as well and still make a big dent in your energy costs. It's worth a look to get an estimate and see, because this is truly a step you can take with your home that will pay for itself over the long haul. That's 802-FOAM for Masterfoam insulation. And please, when you talk to Wade, tell him you heard about him here on News Talk 93.1 FM. They also have a Facebook page as well. We're at 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. Let's see, we got news. Where's the adorable ones forecast? This weather has been amazing for mid-May. I mean, I can recall, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, the first week of May was beyond unholy hot in the 90s. Do you know that it's in the 40s in the Northeast? Are they talking about global warming up there right now? It's horrible. Horrible weather in the Northeast the last week. You look at, they haven't canceled all the baseball games that have been played, but those that have been in that weather, by this time of the year, you expect to be able to go anywhere and enjoy at least comfortable weather.
Right, yeah.
And you see virtually empty stands because it's just miserable. So we'll get your local news, Rich's forecast, and yes, we are going to roll call. Brant McDonald will join us in about an hour to talk about what I'm going to just be blunt. I was thrilled to see the market have a 200-point rebound after yesterday's loss. Yesterday was not a crash, but everybody's reacting to this situation with China. And as Brant told us yesterday and explained why, backed it up with facts, China cannot win a trade war with us. They can't. And their economy is not in the kind of condition where they can really afford to play games. So we'll see when they come to the table. The president, I got to trust him. It's like I heard Barron say the other day, I'm just going to let, until he proves otherwise, let Donnie T, as Barron calls him, handle it. Here's your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Ellis Heskew. Montgomery fire crews are investigating the house fire. The fire was in the 2600 block of Drake Street. By the time crews arrived, the fire had burned through the roof of the house. Luckily, those inside were able to escape without injury, but two dogs were unaccounted for. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. A vote is expected today on the abortion bill that would make almost all abortions illegal. This comes days after the Senate erupted in chaos over a proposed amendment to the bill last week. Governor Kay Ivey participated in a routine hurricane exercise with members of her cabinet today in Clanton at the Alabama Emergency Management Agency headquarters. The Junior League of Montgomery will donate $85,000 in grants to 10 local nonprofits today. Some of the nonprofit recipients include Brantwood Children's Home, Common Ground, Hope Inspired Ministries, and Valiant Cross Academy. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we've been enjoying this beautiful start to the week. And for tonight, you can't beat this. Mostly clear skies, pleasantly cool. The overnight low temperature drops to the middle 50s. Just wow. Tomorrow, more sun. Still comfortable. Beautiful. High 81. Thursday's high in the mid-80s with more sunshine. That weak front that comes into the state Thursday night, the rain chances with it are just about remote. And then a warm, dry day Friday with a high around 89. And so far, the weekend forecast continues to look great. I'll keep you updated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
It is 417 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We had a little civics lesson today. It was an actual, it's kind of impressed me, a Gallup poll about government agencies, federal agencies, and which ones people liked and which ones people didn't. So guess who came out on top with a 74% approval rating?
Who?
The only one that's authorized by the U.S. Constitution, the Postal Service.
Huh.
That's an amazing change, because the post office was the butt of jokes. But I think they've earned this grade. I had to send something out last week and stopped at the main post office on Wittenblum Boulevard there and got it. There were a few people in line, but it just kept moving. I was in and out a lot faster. On the other hand, I can remember, when I first came here and I wanted to send packages to Janelle, I had to go to the post office on the boulevard. And that was just simply a situation where you had to suck it up when you went in, because it was just going to take some time. Secret Service came in second, and the Center for Disease Control came in third. Guess who came in last?
The IRS.
Believe it or not, no. They got 50% approval. The Veterans Administration.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the EPA just above them. I think in the EPA's case, they have gone so far off the rails with what they were intended to do, was to clean up real pollution and not regulate the puddles on your property, which they have tried to do. They have put people in jail because they had a body of water that formed on their land, or they had a tractor that was dripping oil or something. I mean, crazy, fascist. And the VA, we all know what the problem is there. And here's the thing. This is a national Gallup poll on government agencies, and the VA has a very low opinion. What do you think is going to happen if they eventually succeed in accomplishing their goal and having the government run all health care? You have no idea the hell that's going to break loose. And the people that are going to be the first to complain are the people that are advocating for it. They're not going to like the hit, the taxes it's going to take on their paycheck. They're not going to like being told what doctor... Wait a minute, I've been seeing Dennis Woodling for... No, you're not anymore. Because we know what's best. That is what they're all about. You got to wake up to that, man. There is... And there's no such thing as free either, but we've talked about all this stuff in the past, and I don't know if anybody's paid attention or not. The ratings say yes, but, you know, that's about... Tomorrow... Oh... Never mind. I was going to remind everybody tomorrow after the show we convene at Baumhauer's on the boulevard. And we are going to do that. I'm going to withhold my other thoughts till we come back from this break. And we are going to roll call.
Do you love great barbecue and great music? Then head to the Pusacue at Wind Creek Montgomery on Saturday, June 15th for the grand finale of the best barbecue competition around. Starting at 6 p.m., we're going to celebrate a weekend of great food with a great outdoor concert featuring 38 Special. And we'll wrap things up at B.B. King's Blues Club with a special performance by Drivin' and Cryin'. Visit PusaQ.com for details and ticket information. That's PusaQ.com, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hello, River Region. This is Attorney Saj Grubbs, inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon, where we will discuss life and legacies. Our first speaker, Heather Ann Grubbs, will show you how to maximize your retirement. Our second speaker, Julia Marr, she's an expert on creating positive and stress-free transitions for those that are downsizing. And of course, our third speaker is yours truly, Attorney Saj Grubbs. I'll be showing you how to protect your life savings, whether they are tied to a family business or if they're just personal. So join us at the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 a.m. until noon. To register, find the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Or you can call 334-649-4911.
Dog problems? Pet Partners Pet Fencing can keep your best friend safe at home all the time. Out of the flower beds and off the furniture. Cats, too. Makes having pets easy, huh? Call Pam and Roxanne with Pet Partners Fencing. They have over 25 years of experience in the River Region. They even service your already existing pet fence. No matter what brand, visit PetPartnersDogFence.com or call 365-5678 today. Making pet ownership easier every day. Pet Partners.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Your smile says a lot about you. Don't trust it to just anyone. Put your smile in the hands of a craftsman at Amish Smiles, where a complete set of handcrafted Amish-made wooden teeth starts at just $78. And right now, in celebration of our newest dental barn, hand-rubbed wooden tooth staining is half off and available in shades like mahogany, teak, or Benjamin Franklin red wine and tobacco spit. The Amish have been building heirloom quality furniture for years, so why not let them and their hand tools in your mouth? Amish Smiles, over two centuries of dentistry without electricity.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Show us balls.
So this is a BYOB party.
Can I have some more vodka?
Like I said, BYOB.
Could he say KK?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
This is so stupid.
You gotta have something.
I'll be back.
If you wanna be with me.
Muchacho.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
There she is.
options or take me quick.
Men are all alike. Seven or eight quick ones and you're off with a boy. To boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut.
Getting clever and then holy and screwed it up with a double strike.
Buckner.
I don't want
you pulled a Buckner.
I don't want to. I know. I had the game. I had the game in hand. I snatched defeat. No, I snatched victory.
You were going for the Montana Clark catch at the back of the end zone, God. But you ended up with a Buckner, if I can mix my sports metaphors.
No, the balls went right through my legs. I'm sorry.
How would you score yourself? A for effort?
No. That one, a 7.8.
Oh, wow. You're harsh on yourself. I would at least give you a 9.
There are 900 buttons here. There's no reason to hit one of them twice in any... Excuse me, grades are coming in. 84 gave me a 9.427387. That's better than I deserve. Excuse me.
See, sometimes you are better than you think.
I don't know.
You're worth more to these people than you realize.
I had it all planned out, Joey.
And sometimes it doesn't work out. So what are we going to do? Cry?
You know what we missed?
Colonel, you better take a look at this radar. What is it, son? I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant...
Whang! Yeah, that. I'm turning into a dingbat here this afternoon. Anyway, it's 4:30 already, Joey. We are halfway to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. What mischief have you got planned tonight,
I'm
son?
Not exactly sure. I mean, we could talk about geopolitics. That crap's heating up. Whether it's trade policy with China or this report that John Bolton has written up plans to station 120,000 troops in a potential attack is perpetrated by Iran. Though Trump said, no, that's fake news, but, you know, I would totally do it if I needed to. And we wouldn't send 120,000. That's absurd. We'd send much more than that. That was his comment on that story earlier today.
Mm.
So, you know, who knows? We'll see what really grabs me when 6 o'clock comes.
Hey, somebody wants to talk to us. I can't believe, what did we do wrong? Meanwhile, 100 parents... in the United States, and these records come through the Social Security Administration, 100 parents, 109, have named their babies Tesla.
You want to go on air and talk, right?
2018.
What's your name?
Tesla.
Hold on.
Baby name website Nameberry says Tesla is of Slavic, Serbian, Croatian origin, kind of like me, from Thessaly. But Tesla's a technology. It was a name created out of thin air by the makers of the Tesla automobile. Am I not correct on that? I never heard of the word Tesla until the car was created. Other babies also inspired. We have, we've had Chevy Chase since the 70s, and there are 176 new Chevys in the U.S. last year. I'm assuming they pronounce it that way. There were 236 Mercedes born. In addition to those, you can find a Jack Ingram signature used cars. Lexus, 40 of those. See, now Lexus, that's Lexi or Alexa. Well, not even that, because of the technology. 18 babies named Audi. Now, I know there's a nice Audi available at Jack Ingram in the under 10 category. Might want to check that out. There were 419 Fords, 3,393 Bentleys, and for some reason, 15 new parents named their baby Dodge.
What?
What a stupid baby name that is. All of a sudden, everybody's calling us, so let's find out what we did wrong, starting with David.
Hey, Greg.
How are you?
I just want to let you... doing great. I just want to let you know you can play something twice. They play the refrain and the chorus twice in songs for effect. I think it's great. I love the roll call.
Thank you. You've saved me. You've saved my self-esteem. I was ready to just say I'm not doing it anymore. I was going to give up and quit.
No, let's not do that. We love it. Keep going, Greg. We love it.
Thank you. And thank you, David. I appreciate knowing that because the roll call's been a part of my afternoon thing here for a long time.
It has been. Where's your fortitude, Greg? Where's your courage? Hard times may come, but we soldier on.
Would you like another Navy blue lint at Werther's?
No.
What happened to the other people that were coming? Where did they go? Brian.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Brian. What's up?
There's a fellow named Nikola Tesla back in the early 1900s or so. He was a magician in power.
Actually,
Westinghouse burned him real bad, but other than that.
The question, question I'm asking myself right now is...
How did you ever get so stupid?
I forgot all about Nikola Tesla. How could I do that? We've talked about him when Terry Adams is here. We've talked about... He was a freaking genius.
Yeah. Right.
But that was the last name.
He might have got into time travel, even, they think. You never know.
Yeah, but...
But that's for Thursday.
I will bring that up. Thank you for reminding me about that, man. Appreciate it. I gotta forget Nikola Tesla. What is wrong? But that's the last name. Tesla, we're talking about baby names here. Here's Hartshell.
Hey, you know, that's all I was really calling about. I knew that just had to slip your mind.
It did. You know, I gotta tell you, Hartshell, you're a friend, I can tell you. I am just so overwhelmed with important things. All right, I'm just getting a little forgetful in my old age.
You're probably in the same boat I'm in. My wife accuses me of not being able to remember anything important because my head is stuffed with useless knowledge.
Well, you know, what's wrong with that? I've made a career out of it. You know, there's something to be said for it. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And again, I am embarrassed. I mean, I should have made that connection immediately.
Don't be. We always forget things. Don't worry about it.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right.
Is this... Oh. Okay, I get it. Mark, shut up. I get it. I should have made that connection immediately. You want me fired? Because there was a... Now I'm really feeling bad.
Buckner.
Hey, and it only took Bill 25 years to get over that error. When the Red Sox finally won a World Series in 2004, they finally let poor Bill Buckner off the hook. It's like, okay, so I had an elephant's ass in my face and I didn't see it. It can happen to you. Let me just leave it at that. Oh, I still feel stupid. All righty, we are at 4:36. Okay, so I know all about Nikola Tesla. In fact, if you'll help me remember, Joey.
Okay.
Why don't we bring him up with Terry?
Yeah, good idea.
Terry
or Thursday. Today's Tuesday.
I don't even know what day of the week it is.
Do you have any of those Werther's left? Because if you get enough of them together, you can be used as a life preserver.
It'd make a hell of a suppository. This is... I forgot about Nikola Tesla. I forgot what day of the week it is. Better stay close to the phone. Dial 911 just in case. I have the big one on the radio this afternoon.
Stop it.
4:37. Gulf States Mobility... I don't need a prompter. I don't even need copy. for Gulf States Mobility because I've been there. I visit their Facebook page on a regular basis because they are doing things for people. I won't say they're forgotten. It's one of those things, and it's kind of only human to not want to dwell on what might happen to us, that we could be in the kind of accident or have a fall in our home and find ourselves facing a long period of rehabilitation and recovery from injury sustained, not to mention our heroes that serve our country and come back with wounds sustained in battle that are going to take time to deal with, may require a lifetime of reconfiguration. What Gulf States Mobility does, because they know their clientele so well, it's their client is actually the human spirit, because they know that people who have sustained this worst-case scenario kind of luck are going to be determined to want to re-empower, have choices restored to whatever extent is possible. In that workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, they literally invent ways for each individual that they work with to enhance their life, to restore choice, even if it means creating something from scratch, which they can do. They've also, and this wasn't too long ago, there were people that were told because of the injury or limitations you sustained from this accident, you won't be able to drive again. Well, guess what? We may get annoyed at all the smart technologies around us, but they have been put to great use at Gulf States, because people who were told they could never drive again now can, because of the vehicles that are equipped with voice command technologies at Gulf States Mobility. It's really impressive work. I hope if you don't have to worry about the kinds of choices that others do, that you'll appreciate your own mobility by visiting them on Facebook and liking them for the great work they do. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson, just an incredibly good job. 1647 Coosa River Parkway, their number is 514-6590. That's Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. We have Fox Business coming up. Brett McDonald next hour. Right now, let's check traffic.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch checking out your traffic for a Tuesday afternoon. Things look pretty good. We do see a lot of traffic on the boulevard, and we have an accident on the bridge over I-85, so that is going to mess up your travels just a little bit. Watch out in that area. We also see a large crowd on the Atlanta Highway between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, and then up Taylor Road. It's busy all the way out to Vaughn Road, and we just received a report of an accident on Taylor Road right at the intersection with the Atlanta Highway. It's in the left-hand turn lanes. Three-car accident, so watch it there. On the interstate, we don't see any problems for you. Everything is rolling along at a speed limit ride. No problems there. The 31s look pretty good with one exception. If you are trying to exit I-65 north onto 31 in the Pine Level area, be careful. You may have the traffic blocked for a while. There's a hazmat spill at County Road 107. That's about halfway between the interstate and County Road 40, so be careful there. Watch the traffic around you and get home safely this afternoon. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems designed to keep your pets safe and at home or in specific areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence at 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
No, we got the afternoon ratings email today about other... I love to look forward to the Miami numbers just to see how stations that abused me or didn't appreciate me are now sucking wind on a month-to-month basis. The one that used to be number one ain't no more. Just let me revel in that moment for a second. You know what? Let's celebrate it. Let's celebrate it. Let's redeem the Bomb Hour's winning word.
Right now?
Now, at 272-9228, we gave the word out multiple times this morning. Kind of switched up the times a little bit. Caller 9 will win lunch for two at Bomb Hours Victory Grill.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we've been enjoying this beautiful start to the week. And for tonight, you can't beat this. Mostly clear skies, pleasantly cool. The overnight low temperature drops to the middle 50s. Just wow. Tomorrow, more sun. Still comfortable. Beautiful. High 81. Thursday's high in the mid-80s with more sunshine. That weak front that comes into the state Thursday night, the rain chances with it are just about remote. And then a warm, dry day Friday with a high around 89. And so far, the weekend forecast continues to look great. I'll keep you updated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
It's 4:42. Let's find ourselves a winner. You are caller 1. Try again quickly. Caller 2, give us a call right back. You could still win. Caller 3, same for you. Call us right back. You are caller 4. And we complete our first run through the board by saying you are caller 5. You got a chance to win, though, yet. 6, 7, 8. We're going to wait for the next line to ring. Come on. There it is. Okay. You're caller 6. Thank you for trying.
That was abrupt.
Yes. You're caller 7. Thank you for trying. Here's the one that we hate to take. You're caller 8. And let's see who this is. Good afternoon.
This is Dave.
Dave, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Greg?
Enjoying this great weather that Rich Thomas set up for us?
Man, this is beautiful. It doesn't get any better than this.
It can get one bit better if you can give me our winning word from this morning.
I do believe, is it championship?
That is it, as Baumhauers celebrates the PGA Championship as they do all sports, and it's a great place to watch it, enjoy some great food, like their Brazilian barbecue wings. Oh, man. They keep
reinventing. Oh, man.
So,
I still like those sweet potato fries.
Dipped in Thai sweet barbecue sauce. And tomorrow, I'm going to get a tray of some of those out for everybody to enjoy at our Wednesday night gathering. Hang on. Young Joey is going to take your information and arrange your prize. Tomorrow morning, we will have another winning word. We'll announce it at least once an hour or three times an hour, depending on if we remember to do it or not.
Fox Business Network, the major average is closing in the green, but off-session high shares of tech giants like Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon were among the gainers today, helping to recoup some of the losses the sector suffered this month. Energy stocks also getting a boost from rising oil prices, with the Dow closing up 207 points, the NASDAQ up 87, S&P 500 up 23. And Volkswagen will be investing over $1 billion to set up a battery production plant in Germany. Its CEO said that the facility is part of the automaker's efforts to electrify its vehicles and move on from its diesel emissions scandal, which has so far cost the company billions of dollars. And who doesn't like freebies? Haagen-Dazs is giving away free ice cream scoops today between 4 and 8 p.m. Scoops are limited to one per customer. In exchange for the free ice cream, the company hopes customers learn more about honeybees and donate to their plight. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hilary Barsky.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
This 3 seconds brought to you by an air wrench.
Hey, it's Kristen Cavallari, and if you haven't seen Paradise Hotel, Fox's new hit dating competition, you are missing a total disaster piece. Sexy singles are trying to get some action without getting the axe, because the last couple standing wins a huge cash prize. And tomorrow, the guys are going to get the power, and you know what that means. Yep. Lip-locking, backstabbing, hair-pulling drama. Don't miss the sexy train wreck that is Paradise Hotel.
Tomorrow on Fox 20. This May.
Time to turn up with the people we love, our fans. All month long, we're treating our fans like the VIPs you are.
VIP Month on The Real.
with more Hotline Bling across the country.
We want to give you this money, honey.
Bigger games and bigger wins.
Thousands of dollars.
Plus, a daily mayhem giveaway.
We're pulling out all the stops for you and you and you and you.
Weekdays at 3 on Fox 20.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
This is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon to discuss legacies and life's transitions. Please find the Facebook group Legacy Talk to register. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's Menthol Meredith.
Well, it's that time of year again when it gets so dang hot, I gotta bust out the shorts. And I don't know about you, but if it's hot and I ain't in shorts, my thighs sweat harder than a Keystone light can sitting on a hot dashboard. Now, I ain't got no skinny little model legs. In fact, my legs kinda look like two Jimmy Dean sausages, but hairier and a lot whiter. Hell, my legs are so white, if I ever got stuck on an island, I'll just be able to rip my branches off to signal to airplanes overhead for help. But anyway, they ain't gonna be pasty for long, because at 5 o'clock today, Mama's getting her first spray tan. Kinda. You see, we ain't got a tanning salon in my town, but my boyfriend Ray Ray runs an auto body detail shop, so he's just gonna fire up the airbrush machine and have a go at my legs. By 5:15, I'll be prancing around in shorts with a golden tan and a fresh layer of clear coat. Summer 2019, here I come.
Yes, 4:50 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The latest, it's been around for years, and the first 500 times I saw it, it made me laugh, but it's the old when Hitler gets the Mueller report thing. Those scenes are taken in the liberal tears, funny. The scenes in the that Hitler thing that they do come from, I'm 99% sure on this, The Winds of War. Joey?
Yes.
You're probably, well, if you don't remember Tim Conway or Peggy Lipton or Doris Day.
Really, what was their prime? When do you think they were most famous? When did they hit their pinnacle of their fame?
When I was a little kid.
So, 60s, 70s?
I'd say 70s for Tim Conway.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And that makes sense to me. In terms of entertainment from the 70s, some stuff has really survived. Most, in my opinion, it's more been movies that survive to the younger generations. Because, what, like Jaws came out in the 70s, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of made the summer blockbuster thing happen. I know that movie. I know a lot of music from the 70s for sure. But there's something I think about comedy and, you know, feel-good television sort of stuff that doesn't, dated's the wrong word, but you have to be there watching it at the time. It's not something historically you go back like, oh, you got it. Led Zeppelin always plays to me. I don't know how much the Carol Burnett Show plays for me today.
Oh, I think some of it, well, yeah.
Some of it might, but it's not the same thing as listening to like Led Zeppelin 2 and Whole Lot of Love comes on. I mean, it's just, there's something about music and movies that are more self-contained that can carry on to the future.
When the airline industry first went about changing to the disinterested level of crap service you get unless you're flying in first class, step one was called no-frills flying. In other words, if you just wanted a plane ticket and you wanted to get somewhere, we'll sell you a cheap seat, but you're not getting any free sodas, you're not getting any peanuts or Cracker Jack, and if you want to buy a drink, you know, you're going to pay.
Sounds like my kind of airline. Just let me on the plane, tell me when we're there, I'll get off.
On the other hand, I remember how nice it was when you could expect them to bring a steak.
Mm.
It's like in the movie Airplane, you know, the fish or the...
Isn't there a whole science and art behind making high-quality airline food? Because I believe food tastes different in that pressurized environment. I mean, it really does.
It does. That was one of the late-night recurring jokes, was the quality of airline food. And yeah, it could make you sick.
Extremely serious. Starts with the slight fever.
The fish.
Dryness of the throat.
Fish.
Never eat fish. The virus penetrates red blood cells, the victim becomes dizzy. Begins to experience an itching, a rash. From there, the poison goes to work on the central nervous system, causing severe muscle spasms, followed by the inevitable drooling. At this point, the entire digestive system collapses, accompanied by uncontrollable flatulence, until finally the poor bastard is reduced to a quivering, wasted piece of jelly.
See, I know that movie well. I know a lot of the Mel Brooks movies really well. I mean, there's something about movies that I think endures longer.
Well, with the reason I brought that whole topic up of airline service, when it started to deteriorate, was in the 70s with the no-frills era, right? I mean, that used to be, well, of course, the bigger they made the planes, when the 747 came along, you learned this if you'd watched the Smithsonian Channel once in a while, learn you something. They were able to bring the price down by putting 350 people on the same jet. But now it's and the airlines really tried. Continental Airlines, I wonder if I still have that spot in the system. In the 70s, they don't even exist anymore. They got merged in with United, I think. Yeah, here it is. Listen to this.
Continental wide-body DC-10 is more fun.
This is our new first-class lounge where we have an assorted buffet.
In coach, we'll show you our pub. Yes, the pub is back, and it's more fun than ever.
Pub.
Wow.
With electronic pub pong, it's fun and games all the way.
On our wide DC-10 screen, and at no extra cost, we'll show you the best of the old-time cereal.
I think I know that guy.
Get your slimy hands off her.
He used to be my idol.
We'll show you newsreels of yesterday.
We'll show you exclusive interviews with the superstars of sport.
We'll show you animated cartoons that are a laugh a mile. Fly Continental's wide-body DC-10.
And we'll show you...
On Continental Airlines, we'll show you. We really do buy fare for you.
Because those ugly, homely, horrible feminists of the set, we really move our tail for you, that's sexist.
You gotta love 70s, like, commercial music.
Yeah.
It's so, the airy background singers.
You heard about the video game in that, right?
Yeah.
I've told you the story. You know, when I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
We used to fly to California on Continental, on DC-10s, with a in first class with a Pong board right in front of us. It was like, wow, this is really amazing stuff. And then we went into the lavatory, and when I think about that, I'm not saying this because I got away with it or I'm bragging or anything else. It's as dumb as anything you could possibly do, especially then when the attitudes towards the devil's lettuce weren't quite as advanced as they are now. We could have been in federal prison, for crying out loud, on a flight at 35,000 feet.
You're such a bad boy.
And we thought we got away with it.
Now, before we hit the top of the hour,
yes,
you mentioned the Smithsonian Channel. Would you like to know the schedule for this evening?
That would be very thoughtful.
Okay, at 7 p.m., Inside Mighty Machines, hovercraft.
Oh, this is a new one.
Yeah, a futuristic new mode of transportation, part plane, part boat, and part helicopter. The launch of the hovercraft in 1969 was unlike anything ever seen. After 31 years of service and a collective 2.5 million miles back and forth across the English Channel, they were decommissioned. As a salvage team prepares to take one apart to sell whatever they can for recycling, former NASA engineer Chad Zednik examines the engineering genius involved in making the hovercraft a giant of its time. That's cool.
It really is. That show is interesting. They took apart a 747, and they took apart a power plant, an old coal power plant. And it's amazing to see the insides and, you know, and how much of that they can actually salvage, and then they blow it up, and that's pretty cool too.
And then at 8 p.m. we have Air Disasters Explosive Proof.
Ooh. Give me a little more detail on that.
A little more detail. Okay, one second.
Explosive Proof.
After a long delay on a hot July evening in 1996, TWA Flight 800 leaves JFK Airport carrying 230 passengers and a crew en route to Paris.
You may recall Terry Adams and I discussed this at great length, that James Callum from the FBI, it was like having Ralph Cramden out in front of the, you know, you just didn't have a good look.
Right.
And they claim they have proved that it was a spark in an empty fuel tank that caused that plane to blow up. I mean, it literally blew the front end of a 747 off. It continued to climb. Then the rest of the plane continued to climb.